Join myself and Rabbi Bazak for some holiday escapade, adventures, experiences and tips. The Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Holiday Special. Welcome back to the Dadding Podcast, Give Me a Break, Special Summer Holidays Edition. I'm Rabbi Fine.
And I am Rabbi Bazak. Did I do well there?
You did fantastic.
There we go. Yeah,
it's all about versatility holidays anyway. Yeah. Okay, we're dealing with choosing a destination over here. We've set the scene. Holidays are not as they were when we were single and 20. Goal of holidays, putting credit in the relationship bank. Choosing a destination. Now, Rabbi Bazak, I'm going to ask you a fundamental question over here, which is, does democracy exist on holiday? Do you know what I mean?
I get the sense that you're a bit of a dictator in this aspect. Yeah, but I have to be honest. But in our family, personally, it's not an enforced dictatorship. It's just because everyone's too lazy to actually get busy with it, and I have to do it. But then what happens is, I don't know. We've got Kanina Horror, 7 kids, all opinionated.
I'm very stressed at that thought.
So it's quite difficult to find everything. So I feel that you have to kind of push through sometimes. Push through. So I guess that is somewhat dictatorish.
Yeah, my question, let's say you've got 7 plus you and your wife, that's 9, assuming you get a vote. Let's say 5 say we're going to X place and 4 say we're going to Y place. I think I should probably just a little bit of context. Let's not forget that we are quite fortunate in terms of, generally speaking, the fact that anyone can go on holiday shouldn't be taken for granted.
Nope.
Especially economically, and those who can have a holiday, fantastic.
We've in fact done many holidays where we've actually done the home holiday. Have you ever tried to do the home holiday? It's a very dangerous tactic. But the idea of a home holiday is that basically you've gone on to Airbnb. You're a little bit late on the uptake to try and find something in the country, right? So you can't find anything in Somerset. You can't find anything in the Lakes. You can't find anything in the Peak District. You can't find anything in Derbyshire. You can't find anything in the Cotswolds. You can't find anything anywhere. It's all outrageously priced. So you think, do you know what? The amount of money that I'm going to spend on going away, I'm going out of the country now, yeah? The amount of money I will make these kids have the best holiday of their life. In fact, holiday might be Freudian. But I'll give them the best holiday of their life. So we once did come up with a good idea. Is a good one.
Yeah, I like to see the sirens in the background, they're preempting this. Yeah. Go on.
That was a good one. We decided to travel around the Monopoly board.
Not in order, but
we took a picture by every street name.
I like that.
Yeah, it's actually very...
That's very clever.
I mean, I have to be honest, Whitechapel Road and Old Cross Road are not such nice places.
Well, that's why they're only £60, no?
Yeah, exactly. But the biggest novelty... This was the most amazing one.
Don't tell me we went to jail.
No, I didn't.
That would be a novelty.
Yeah, that would be a novelty. Come on, kids, in we go. It'd be great. But anyway, the best one was Vine Street. Ooh, I'll tell you why. Because Vine Street. Do you know where Vine Street is on the
of course
board?
It's right next to Free. Next to Go. No, what's that?
No, it's on the left. Yeah, on the left.
£200.
It's like something like that.
It's right next to where you land.
Not bad property.
No, it's good. Orange.
Okay, I went orange. Yeah, we went to Vine Street, and Vine Street is about a 20-meter road, dead end.
Yes.
No shops.
Really.
Back end of a, like, nothing. It's nothing. And I was like, what? We're looking for Vine Street. Where's the other? We were like, does it go across the road? And maybe there is the real Vine Street. No, Vine Street is a dead end road, 20 meters long, with nothing on it whatsoever.
Why does it get a monopoly space on it?
No, not a monopoly space at all. And an orange.
Why does it? I mean, orange is like mid-range, but where?
Yeah, but this isn't mid-range.
Famous road?
I don't know.
The fellow who made it probably grew up on Vine Street, something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. There's no houses. There's nothing. There's literally nothing.
Maybe it was Vine Street, and the fellow was like Jewish. Vine Street.
Yeah, very good. Anyway, so home holidays are challenging. Let's say it like that. So choosing a destination. I mean, I've given you the good start there, which
You haven't answered the question. Does democracy exist? Let's say 5 of you want to go to, I don't know, Ireland, and 4 of you want to go to New York. Do you say...
Well, that's an easy one. That's an easy one. We're not going to New York.
You split them.
No, I want to go to Israel, I want to go to wherever,
somewhere else.
Challenging. Right?
Yeah. Do you go with the five versus the four? Or do you say, look, a holiday means we all enjoy it, and therefore, if four are going to feel put out because their vote wasn't listened to, then it's not a holiday?
That's a good question.
Jamie, is it...
I think we've basically trained our kids to... That our kids have low standards in terms of we're all in it together. We've created in a situation where even though we're not doing what you want to do, yeah, but we're in it together and we're going to make it fun, whatever it is.
I feel like your wife taught you to say that.
I mean, my wife implements that clearly. Yeah, she's obviously very good at that, but I'm not bad at it as well. I'm quite okay. You can make fun out of everything.
Fantastic. Dadding, we're all in it together, right? I've got some quick fire questions over here. Okay. You've got to be very honest. Answer for you as opposed to the rest of your family. Here we go. UK versus abroad.
Abroad.
Pool versus hike.
Pool.
Pool?
Definitely. I never understood hikes. Let's walk up a mountain. And then what? We'll walk down it. Yeah. But it's an amazing view. So take me a picture of the view. I don't understand. Yeah, I'll see a picture of the view. It's very nice. It's probably cloudy when you get up there anyway. And anyway, I'm not going to hike that high because my legs are going to hurt. Yeah, so it's not going to be such a good view. Yeah? Okay, but fine. Okay, there
we go. We actually went on a hike last summer in Israel, and the little one was great, the six-year-old. And one of the family actually had to be saved by a whole group of teenagers. And they gave us like extra water. And
went on a hike.
Wasn't that funny at the time, by the way? You're gone.
Do you mean really saved?
Well, I saved. Like,
they were dehydrated.
Yeah, they were slightly dehydrated.
We do hikes when we go on holiday. Funnily enough, we don't do that many in Israel, but when we've been to Israel, but when we go away in the UK, we do hikes. And the funny thing about a hike is it's quite hard to get everyone onto the hike. Get everyone into the hike in the first one.
Yeah.
That's me. Yeah, the kids are a little bit easier to convince. But fine, we're going to go on a hike, and then when you go on the hike, it's great. There's nothing like that.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, but if you had to ask me, hike or pool, I'm going to choose pool.
Do you like have a song for your hike?
No.
Go on.
10 green. I start with 100 green bottles, and we get down 100 green bottles hanging on the wall. And although I think I've got the song wrong, because my bottles hang on the wall, and I'm not sure how bottles hang on walls.
It's hanging on the wall.
Yeah, but how do bottles hang on walls?
I don't know.
Obviously, on this hike, going down from 100, I've had...
It doesn't make a difference at that point. Same fellow invented Vine Street, right?
Hanging on wall. Yeah.
Okay. I think you might have answered this one, but the other quickfire question. Pool versus hike you've done, UK versus abroad you've done. This might be a factor of that one, but drive versus fly.
I mean, I'm always going to try and get away, so fly, if we can. But obviously can't always, so... Drive is also we can do drives. Us Bazaks are talented. I consider one of my talents sleeping. Genuinely,
which will only happen on a flight, not on a drive.
No, when I'm driving, it happens on. It doesn't happen on the drive. But if I'm not driving, my wife is driving. Then within I think probably about 42 seconds, I'm out. Right,
great.
And our kids have actually picked up that talent.
Yeah. Tell me, one falls asleep at 41 and 43. Yeah.
No, but there's we're expert sleepers, so I can planes anything moving is like not even a question. It's actually challenging driving, so I have to make sure that it's always afterwards a bit careful with the driving.
Great. Speaking about holidays with others,
don't do it.
Beforehand and afterwards.
I don't do it.
Good idea.
I don't do it. My kids do it. My kids, and it's very important that they've got the. This is the new generation, because in my generation we didn't have it so much, but when we were growing up we didn't have it so much. But nowadays you have to. It's like you have to take a picture to prove that you did it.
How ridiculous!
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
It's like, come, let's take a picture. I mean, why? We're here now. No. take a picture. I don't, what are you doing? So again, you're capturing it, but you're not. What they're really doing is, we went here, look, I'll prove it to you.
Right.
I'll show you.
We'll do albums later, actually. It's a good good topic. Okay. Yeah, I would agree. Don't speak about holidays with others. Firstly, not everyone is as fortunate as everyone else. You may be less fortunate than others. People may be less fortunate than you.
That's a critical point. I think that's so important, because this is such an area which is it's such an... A holiday, as I said with the home holidays at the beginning, a holiday, and we said with the goal of holidays, holidays aren't dependent on really what you do.
Yeah.
It's the dependency on being together and being completely focused and invested on the relationships.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter what you do, but at the same time, we have to be incredibly sensitive that they're sometimes used as a status symbol, and that's a really dangerous thing. It's really not a good thing. It's a really important thing, and I feel as well it's a really important thing to teach your kids about locations and things like that. A fancy hotel, and I'm not suggesting not to go to a fancy hotel if you can afford a
rubbish
fancy
holiday in a fancy hotel, and you can have a great holiday
exactly. And the kids need to understand what we're trying to achieve on the holiday. I wouldn't describe it to them in great depth
with a whiteboard.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, everyone give it a sheer before. Right, okay, guys, this is what our aim is, right?
Source sheets.
You'll see the Ibn Ezra here, who says the following. Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I think they understand that we're together. You know, games is incredibly important. Okay, we're going to talk about that later. Fine, but let's carry on.
I think the point of this is no holiday envy. We're going to make up a new name. Holiday envy, henvy. No henvy.
Hol envy. I think it should be hol envy, because henvy could be hungry and envious.
That's true as well.
That's true. It's true. But let's do hol envy.
It's true. It's a bit syllable heavy, but we can do that.
Yeah.
We can do that.
Always efficient.
Yeah.
Well, always efficient.
Please. Holiday as well. I actually know a family, also quite a few children, who surveyed their children afterwards. Not as in like check their.
They did a survey.
Yeah, they asked like, "What was the best part of your holiday?" Right, so each one said a totally different thing.
I've done that as well.
Really?
I didn't give them sheets out.
No, not like rate from 1 to 5 and right. Google Docs and whatever. No, it's a good idea actually. But anyway, each one, what was the best part of your holiday? So each one said a different thing, which is interesting. And when he recalibrated everything, the father, it turned out that each child's most important thing, or my favourite thing, I should say, was the time they spent one-on-one with one of the parents.
Mm,
interesting, eh?
Yeah, walk up the hill,
go get ice cream, make a difference.
Right.
In other words, it wasn't about the activity.
So I'll tell you what it is. It's when you when our kids know our time is incredibly pressurised and important. Meaning we're all busy and we're all doing, and they know that that it's clearly that there's critical things happening with our time. So this amazing thing happens that when you invest time in a child, an amazing thing happens, which is they understand that they're important.
Mm.
Because you've taken your time and you've invested it, and your time and your money, and you've invested it in them. So when they feel that, subconsciously, they recognize I'm important. It's like Ramosha Feinstein used to do this, used to do this thing that he used to have his son Rav David sat by him at every meal on the right hand side.
Got it.
Doesn't matter. He could have, and he had, Ramosha Feinstein had political think tank people from Washington coming into him, doctors coming into him, you know, movers and shakers in the Jewish community coming into him regularly for Shabbos meals, and they never ever displaced his son from his side, because that is a critical part of what we're doing here. Okay.
Messaging. Right. Last question over here. Planning the holiday schedule. I mean, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say no, but just one plan. Do you understand others who may plan holiday schedule?
Can I tell you something? I'm actually getting anxiety about coming on your holiday.
Well, I'll tell you what happens with us, to be honest, is that as part of building up, and I think it's important to build up a holiday with kids, actually remember the time once we were told that we were flying to Manchester for like a holiday, like a middle holiday treat, and it turned out we went to Disneyland as part of the surprise.
When you were a kid?
When I was a kid. Looking back, I'm not sure why we'd ever think we were flying to Manchester. Why would that be like, have an allure, to be honest? Anyway.
Why didn't they at least try Ireland? Okay, you can fly to Ireland. Why are you flying to Manchester? Yeah. Okay, anyway, whatever.
By the way, truth is, I didn't like theme parks. I would rather go to Manchester. Anyway, but...
I would rather go to Manchester.
Yeah, you're right. In my house, it's ridiculous every year. Basically, as part of building out with my kids, we make a schedule. Now, I know deep down that schedule won't be followed for matters out of my control. But we do make a schedule.
It's causing you a lot of anxiety and pain.
Well, I try and book. That's the way of making sure that. And if we can book an activity, I just book. I just booked the Blind Museum, actually. It's an amazing place in Israel.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing, really good educational experience. For anyone who doesn't mind, the kibbutz are falling off if you forget to wear a cap. We try and whatever. Man plans, God laughs.
I actually struggle with that. When we go on holiday, we are very non-pressurized, meaning there's a balance here, and I recognize there's a balance here, meaning there has to be some level of plan because you can't do nothing.
That's the problem. I've
I've trained our kids quite effectively.
Notice the I and the our in this. Go on, keep going.
I've trained our kids the reason I say our kids is because Lady J, Lord Jacobovitz's wife, Lady Jacobovitz, always used to say, always used to correct anyone who said my kids or my Chaim or my Noah. She always correct our darling. We say our.
Isn't that only depends on whether they behave nicely or not?
Yeah, I know. It was always,
my child.
Basically, I only correct my wife when she says it about that. And it's our kids here. Yeah, they're behaving well, right? It depends. If they're behaving badly, then you're okay. Anyway,
on the aeroplane. Will you sort your children out?
We'll talk about that later. 1 second. But now, so I've trained them to be relaxed on holiday. But I recognise relaxation has its limits, and therefore you can't be bored. Has to be some level of planning going in, but we're very relaxed about that plan. Meaning, if someone wakes up in our house, and at 9 o'clock in the morning, I've trained them to sleep in a little bit. 9 o'clock in the morning, they say, "What are we doing today?" We're doing what we're doing today. I'll tell you what we're doing today. Nothing. We're doing nothing today to make you suffer. No, I don't really say that. But it's I like to be flexible on holiday, but there has to be. I recognise there has to be some things you're doing in order to facilitate and to achieve the credit in the bank.
100%. I think that also, and we'll just finish on this note, also depends where you are. I mean, if you are somehow fortunate enough to have a place by a pool, then that by nature leads itself to if we don't have a plan, we'll just go by the pool. Whereas if you're in some house in the middle of nowhere in the countryside, in any of the four places you named before, which quite frankly, probably only four places,
No, some people are very creative with these things.
You can't be in the middle of nowhere and then not do anything.
That's tough. And it's also depending on kids. I mean, some kids can't just relax. They need things to do. 100%. So you have to understand your kids as well.
100%. Right, next up, the next episode is going to be about the airport. Packing, waking up before, toilet schedule, taxis, missing flight.
Which clearly Rabbi Fine and I will see eye to eye on. Okay.
See you soon. Listening to the Dadding Podcast. For more shiurim, classes, experiences, adventures, and events at Seed, please check out our website or email our office.